spiritual victory lost to the passions for games. Among the students, the spirit of fun and frolic was indulged. They became so interested in playing games that the Lord was crowded out of their minds, and Jesus stood among you in the playground, saying, "Oh, that thou hadst known, even now, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. Ye also have seen me, and believe not." Yes, Christ revealed himself to you, and deep impressions were made as the Holy Spirit moved upon your hearts, but you pursued a course by which you lost these sacred impressions, and failed to maintain the victory. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." You began to come to Christ, but you did not abide in Christ. You forsook him, and the realization you had had of the great favors and blessings he had given you, was lost from your heart. The question of amusement occupied so large a place in your minds, that after the solemn visitation of the Spirit of God, you entered into its discussion with such great zeal that all barriers were broken down, and through your passion for games, you neglected to heed the word of Christ, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation." The place that should have been occupied by Jesus was usurped by your passion for games. You chose your amusements instead of the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You did not follow the example of Jesus, who said, "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." The minds of many are so bewildered with their own human desires and inclinations, and they have been so in the habit of indulging them, that they cannot comprehend the true sense of the Scriptures. Many suppose that in following Christ they will be obliged to be gloomy and disconsolate, because they are required to deny themselves the pleasures and follies that the world indulge in. The living Christian will be filled with cheerfulness and peace, because he lives as seeing him who is invisible, and those who seek Christ in his true character have within them the elements of everlasting life, because they are partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions that are in the world through lust. Jesus said, "This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day."